Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another night at Brayhead Arena. This time it was a purple Wednesday as Brayhead Clan defeated Hull Stingrays by 3-2 on penalty shots. Clan are only 4 points away from clinching the Gardner Conference title after needing the shots to defeat Hull Stingrays in an interesting game. It was a fast-paced first period which couldn't yield a goal scorer, although it can be argued the home team had the better of the chances, with Lee Salters and Derek Rail going close. Hull got the breakthrough early in the second when Corey Tanaka found himself free to tuck the puck into the net. Brayhead hit back minutes later through Scott Pitt, who showed great skill to find himself through on Stingrays goalie David Brown, then execute a fantastic finish. But Dominic Osmond killed the celebrations by restoring Hull lead 25 seconds later when he finished his chance unassisted from in front of the crease. There was late drama as Neil Trim found space with 38 seconds remaining of the game to finish an equaliser. And the game went into overtime but couldn't find a winner, and it was left to penalty shots to decide the outcome of what had become a nervy finale. Salters was successful twice, and when netminder Kyle Jones denied Zach Hervato, it sealed another crucial home win for Ryan Finnerty's men. Clan assistant coach Zach Fitzgerald with me now. Zach, that was you needed that, didn't you? You had to dig that one out in the end.
Yeah, we got a little bit tight there, but boys kept playing hard and didn't give up, and we played right till that buzzer, and you know, we got the bounce that we needed, a shot from the point, a little rebound, and put it in the net, so that was a good finish.
Was it getting to a point in the game where you thought this just isn't going to happen for us? I mean, Trimmer came in 38 seconds before the end and finally got it.
Well, no, you know what, I didn't ever really actually have that thought. You know, this, we had confidence tonight. I thought we played pretty well all the periods. Their goalie was pretty hot. He was making some really good saves. You know, I thought we had some good chances that we could have buried on, but you know, it's one of those games where you just kind of hope that it's going to come to you here at the end, and it did. Fortunately, it worked out for us. We needed one of those games. You know, we've been on the other end of those games, and we finally got one go our way. So,
just a reminder: the rest of the season isn't going to be easy, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's playoffs from here on out. You know, we're kind of taking that mentality where we're thinking every game's important. We're playing everybody the same, and you know, sticking to our game.
Big Cardiff game coming up on Wednesday. Did you need that win tonight to take you into Saturday in the best of the spirits?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we owed these guys one. They came in here a couple weeks ago and beat us, and we weren't happy about it. And you know, we needed to kind of get that confidence back and push us into the weekend against another team that's kind of chasing us in points. So yeah, we definitely needed that win, and hopefully it'll bring the confidence in.
Two games away from the conference now, two wins away from the conference. Can you feel as though you get one hand on it? Can you say that?
I can say that. Yeah, I think we got it. I think it's right in our sights, and we're going to take it down.
Thanks very much, Zach.
Cheers.
Well, Omar, tough one to take. Obviously, a great result last time you were here. It looked like you were nearly going to pull it off again.
Yeah, I mean, we came close. I thought, you know, we were short bodies. There was no secret. We had you know, two under 21-year-olds on our third line, and Tom Ralph, that, you know what, credit to him, came into our lineup, played some regular shifts. So guys battled hard up front, and defense played well, and Brownie's been Brownie recently, so it's good.
He was absolutely outstanding tonight. Yeah. It looked like it was going to take something really special to beat him.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're 40 seconds away from winning, and they got their bounce. They needed the whole game, and went in overtime, and obviously in the shootout, it's anybody's game.
Yeah, on the plus side, though, still taking a point for Hull and some fantastic results in a row now, something to build up. You always feel some momentum building for Hull.
Yeah, we are, but let's hope we can get a little bit healthy here. Got some injuries now, but no, it's going well. You know, come into before the game, if you tell me we're going to get a point tonight, I'd probably take it because of, you know, the circumstances. But well, I thought, you know, when your goalie's playing this well, and you know, defensively, I thought, yeah, we weren't great, but I still thought we defended well, we were blocking shots. So hopefully, we can have a better performance on Sunday too.
Remember hearing early in the season, you felt that things needed to start changing. Surely you must feel that there is a bit of a momentum change. Hull really do have the reputation now. People have got to be on their guard, certainly coming over to Hull. No one takes Hull lightly now.
Well, that was our focus for me and Lowe's when we took the job. We wanted to maybe be competitive against everybody. You know, like we talked about it before, I think it was last week. We've got, you know, we were in every single game this year aside from two. So, you know, we're close every time, and we're just hoping to catch a break. So we got some good forwards. We got, you know, a good team. So hopefully we can keep building this momentum for the playoffs.
Well, there we are. That's the view from both camps. And thanks to Jerry McLaughlin of Clan TV there. He did the interview with Omar Pasha of Hull Stingrays. Coming up next for Brayhead Clan, it's a league game, and it's the visit of Cardiff Devils to Brayhead Arena this Saturday on Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. It's a 7 o'clock face-off, as always, here on Saturday night. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can buy them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. That's Cardiff Devils coming here to Brayhead Arena this Saturday, Valentine's Day, on 14th of February, 7 o'clock face-off. Those tickets available now via Ticketmaster by calling 0844 499 1700, or you can buy them directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. To keep up to date with the latest news from Brayhead Clan, go to the website brayheadclan.com. Get on the club's official Facebook page or follow on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.